You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
And here we go. Line ball to start this game.
Jeremy Loblotsky and John Morasty teeing off on one another.
And Tom Borowski is just pounding away at Robinson. He said Tom Borowski, this is the guy who set a Western Hockey League record for 505 penalty minutes.
Let's call it like it is. Tom Borowski's a boon.
Getting closer, he reaches in a right, he's out, Scott Griffin, he's just fought, Stu Griffin, oh my goodness, Scott Parker for the KO of Stu Griffin.
This is one of the best hockey fights we have seen in a long time.
Vandenbush tells the linesman, get the heck out of my kitchen.
Ray Victor, he absolutely decked Jim Crane with a wild right.
Bashir staggered by a big left hand.
Chris Nyland on a penalty shot. Score!
Bugar down the wing. Bugar bombs away. Score!
5-1-3-0, number 47 for Boston. Those guys, 5 minutes each for fighting!
This should be good. This should be very good.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to episode number 80 of the Five for Fighting podcast. My name is Alec, your host, and this is the show where we focus on the players who dropped the gloves and the fans who enjoyed watching them do it. Oh, we got a good one today, folks. It is a good one. One, I've had a hell of a fucking day, so we're already in a real great mood. And then some other stuff piled on, which if you follow the pod's social media, you'll know exactly what went down. Basically, the ECHL has told me that I need to take down all my fight videos on my YouTube channel or else they will terminate due to copyright. So we'll talk about that. That is obviously the big ticket item. I was actually going to talk about something completely different this podcast, but then once that happened today, I figured that's probably the big thing that needs to be addressed now. So, but before we get into that, of course, we have to mention that the Five for Fighting podcast is a proud member of the Six Pack Coverage Media Group. And Six Pack Coverage is a multimedia group based out of Nashville, Tennessee, who covers everything under the sun from sports, fitness, food, health, travel, sports betting, whole bunch of other stuff. And I know right now they're doing a collegiate tour for college football. I know they were in Iowa, and sorry for your misfortune of having to go to an Iowa Hawkeyes football game. As much as I love Iowa, they are just not good this year. It's been terrible, but nonetheless, at least, you got to see, I think they got to see the whole wave at the Children's Hospital after the end of the first quarter. That's been a great tradition out there at Kinnick Stadium. So, go give Six Pack a follow and a like. Give them a look-sees. I'll have the link to their stuff down in the description of this episode, of course. I gotta mention my off the network friends, as Darren says. Darren over at the Fourth Line Voice, who did not have an episode this Sunday, but he will come out with one Wednesday. Of course, I had to give him shit as if I haven't missed, I think 3 weeks now is what we're going on without a fucking episode. Been real busy. The wife's gone now. She's on a work trip until Thursday, so it's just me taking care of the dogs. Been back and forth between Winston-Salem. That job should finally be coming to a fucking end. That job's going to be the death of me, I swear to God, on Friday, but I think we're going to end up painting that property. So I'll end up having to go back there, but that is going to be a lot less stressful than what we were doing. We were replacing the pool fence, basically. But where was I? Oh, yeah, Darren over at the Fourth Line Voice, right? But Darren is the original Enforcer podcast, and he's had a tremendous back catalog of interviews out there in Saskatchewan, he's had, John Morasty, Joey Tedarenko, Josh Mazur, Steve McIntyre, Dan Kopech, Clark Wilm. Fantastic back catalog over there. Like I said, you missed probably his first. He's one of the most consistent motherfuckers on this podcast. I don't know, or in the podcast world. I don't know how he does it. He comes out with 2 episodes a week. I have a hard enough time getting one out. It doesn't help when we're doing projects. I'm sure you can see in the background. Maybe we got at the blower out there, got ceiling fans. We found out the ceiling fan have to do drywall repair up top up here. So that's a whole lot of fun. We're just finding all sorts of fun projects to do around the house now that we're homeowners. It's great. Not really. excuse me, but all part of the fun. But go check out Darren's podcast and check out his YouTube channel that's not going to get shut down. For the Fourth Line Voice YouTube channel. He's got plenty of fights uploaded from junior to the LNH, the ECHL from way back in the day. Oh, wait, no, I shouldn't say that. I'm going to say, sorry, I didn't say it. He does not have any ECHL footage on his channel for anybody listening. The LNH, the CHL, a bunch of different stuff. He's got over like 3,500 fight videos. So definitely go check out his channel. And go check out Joe over not only at the Coliseum Chronicles, the Penalty Box, but he is also over with the Nordiques Knuckles podcast, and he's got episode 2 coming out. Sorry off the rip, I apologize if you hear some noise in the background. It is the doggos, at least Gates. It was great. He came home and he drank so much water he threw up. It was awesome. I was really happy to come home to that. But so if you hear any noise in the background or some footsteps, it's the doggos. But yes, Joe over at the Coliseum Chronicles / Nordiques Knuckles podcast, he covers, and well, obviously with the name of Coliseum Chronicles, you could tell he covered the New York Islanders and any enforcers or tough guys that were in their farm system. And now he's doing the same with the Nordiques on the Nordiques Knuckles podcast, which he's come out with an intro episode and he's waiting to come out with episode number 2. I know he says it's coming out soon. I've definitely been there this episode. Actually, I had an episode recorded. Or halfway recorded. I was going to finish it and come out with it Friday, then got busy, and so that'll have to come out next Tuesday because this popped up. So I definitely know how it is, Joe. The struggle is real out here. But and real quick before we actually get into the meat and potatoes of the episode here, I want to give a shout out. If you noticed, the podcast logo, it looks a little bit different, you know, and it's kind of like the 8-bit, and that was actually Travis Howe and Kyle Neuber fighting an 8-bit logo edition, and that was made by someone who follows the account on Instagram, and it is Draws and Saves. Her name is actually, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Kia or Kea. I think it's Kia is how it's pronounced. I could be wrong. Hopefully I'm getting that right. If you're listening, I do apologize if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I will also include her Instagram down below. Again, that is Draws and Saves. She was kind enough to create that logo for me, and it came out fantastic. I absolutely love it. I'd love to get on a t-shirt someday and hopefully sell it to the dozens and dozens of listeners that tune into the podcast. So I guess we'll just get into it after, as if I haven't already had a fantastic enough day. I got stuck longer than I should have at a job site, then hit a bunch of traffic on the way home because of that. Came home, fed the dogs, little one threw up, had to clean that up. So it's been great. Now he's back in here wanting to play with the toy. But basically, if you've been following the podcast, you know I've been covering the ECHL since last season. I was a season ticket holder for the Florida Everblades last year. And, you know, got to go to the games, got to see, like, you know, Travis Howe, Kyle Neuber throw down, Nico Blatchman, Russell Jordan, a bunch of different guys rolling through town, Anthony Collins, and really piqued my interest into the league, and I started loving it. It was John from the Hockey Fight League, actually, that told me, hey, watch the ECHL, it's still great hockey, because, you know, I've got a very big distaste for the NHL. I've watched 2 NHL games all year, and I remember exactly why I don't watch the NHL. So we were going to be down in Fort Myers for about a year, and we knew that it wasn't going to be permanent because our end game was actually to get up here to North Carolina, which thankfully that happened, and everything worked out for us, and we're in a house, so that's great. But we do miss our Florida Everblades hockey. I miss it a lot. It's different watching it on TV here as opposed to being at the games because you're so used to being at the games, right? But we ended up becoming season ticket holders, and I absolutely fell in love with the ECHL. It's players. I became a part of the fan club and got to meet some players, talk with Kyle Neuber, Nico Blatchman, Russell Jordan, Joe Penenza, who's that's my wife's favorite. I was fortunate enough to chat with him at one of like the fan club meetings or whatever. So it was a lot of fun, and I really pumped the tires on the ECHL. I have been like for this entire time, pretty much since I got into it, because it's the, you know, the podcast it's in the name, right? For the players to drop the gloves and the fans who enjoyed watching them do it. Well, the fans watching them do it and the players dropping the gloves are in the ECHL right now, because a lot of the guys in the NHL and AHL, aside from the onesies and twosies, really don't drop the gloves that much. So the ECHL is where I kind of found my niche in a way of posting fight videos, because nobody else has posted. The ECHL doesn't post any fight videos. The teams, it depends on, I guess, who runs their social media or whatever. Sometimes they'll post fights. I've even looked in game highlights and they'll post a fight, but it's just like a 5-second clip of a fight when the actual fight itself lasted 20 seconds, something like that, you know? So I was like, well, I guess I'll start uploading then. I'm checking box scores for tilts anyway, because I, you know, this, as you know, in the ECHL, it's very division based, so you don't get to see everybody come through town all the time. So typically the South Division plays the South Division, besides a couple onesies and twosies from different divisions that come in, or the South will go out there. So, you know, I check box scores and let's see, Anthony Collins. Okay. Garrett Klotz looking at that. And would upload the fights then. And this has been going on for about a year now at this point. Yeah. Cause I mean, the season just started and I started, I think probably a month into last year's season. So, damn near close to a year. Sorry. I'm drinking my very fancy La Croix water. Very fancy over here. Trying to cut back on some soda. So I got some sparkling water. It's delicious, let me tell you. I started uploading fights and uploading like this kind of the scrums. I didn't upload any of the goals because the teams uploaded the goals and nobody really uploaded the hits. I uploaded some of the hits. I did have somebody ask if I could record and upload a lot of the hits, but the problem is I would literally have to go through like game footage and just watch games trying to upload hits. So typically if I uploaded a hit, it would be a game I happened to catch, or most likely an Everblades game, because that's what I was watching, of course. When I watch the full games, I watch the Everblades. I'd upload the occasional hit, and I upload the fights from around the league. And it's been going on for about a year, and I've got almost 400 videos now. Which is crazy to think about, and we're just on the cusp of 1,000 subscribers, but I don't think it's going to happen, so we'll see what happens here. But basically, last night, I got a message via email from YouTube saying that the ECHL has claimed copyright on one of my videos. Now, of course, I'm not blind, and I'm not stupid. Well, I may be stupid, but I'm not an idiot. I'll put it that way. I know that this footage is not mine, obviously. I've never claimed this has been my footage. I have simply just uploaded it and posted it, and all rights to the ECHL and Flow Sports, everything, or Flow Hockey, Flow Sports, whichever you prefer to call it. But nor was I ever benefiting from this, aside from maybe the podcast gets a retweet or something like that. Like I had the Nico Blatchman and Travis Howe video really helped the podcast grow followers. That's it. None of it was financial gain at all. That was never my goal. My goal was, because even on hockeyfights.com, you go to the ECHL section, there's no fight footage. There's no footage of it. So I was like, well, I guess I'll start posting it then. Because this is history. It's already happened before, where channels like Steve's Hockey Fights UK just had a big scuffle with YouTube. And so Steve, when Probert was king, his channel's still gone to this day. It's never been reinstated. And those are Hockey Fights. That's history that's gone. That's the entire premise of my podcast, Darren's, Joe's. It's to preserve this history. Everybody now is 2022. I get it. You know, fighting in hockey kind of has a little bit of a smudge on it because of CTE that's been kind of overhyped and all this other stuff that's been blown so far out of proportion that people just treat this hockey fighting like it's just this dark plagued book we should just leave on the shelf and never touch it ever again. But, you know, you ask me, like I've always said, yeah, you should take that book off the shelf and read it sometimes, and it can be pretty good. And you get to hear these stories of these players standing up for their teammates, you know. And I was fortunate enough to, because of the channel on YouTube and because of the podcast covering more ECHL stuff, I've been fortunate enough to have ECHL players on here. You know, Anthony Collins, Cole Fraser, Nico Blatchman, Chris Ordabody, great, great dudes, awesome guys to have on the podcast, and they're in the ECHL. And, you know, all of them love the fights. They love the footage of it. Even the players liked it. And, you know, like I said, that was the whole point, was to get people to enjoy it. It was never a financial thing to want to profit off the ECHL. Because I really hope that's not what they think I'm trying to do here. Because if it were up to me, if for whatever reason the ECHL said, okay, you could post it, but you have to sign here that you're not going to financially gain from it, fuck it, send it my way. I'll sign it right now. I don't give a shit. But to you know, get a strike off of the Michael Robidoux video for, it was a fan interaction. And I say interaction, it was an incident with a fan in Wichita where something was said. The fan kind of grabbed Robidoux's stick as he's going off. Robidoux kind of, you know, pulls back real tight on it and then kind of whacks the cage, or like the, I don't know, the guards that separate the fan and the player going into the tunnel. And so he's been suspended indefinitely from it. That was the video that got the copyright strike that the ECHL took down. And what's funny is I was actually late posting that video because I was busy that day. We were out running errands after And I was late getting there. I saw Spit and Chicklets reposted it. Somebody else reposted it. It's funny, because did the ECHL reach out to Spit and Chicklets and say, you know, maybe take that down because it's our stuff? I highly fucking doubt it. So why they decided to go after mine, I don't know. I know the ECHL has been very finicky in the past with fights and uploading their footage and blah, blah, blah. But it's really disappointing, folks. I'm not going to lie. I've been, you know, kind of pissed off and disgruntled about it and whatever. And I don't want to come off as an asshole, but like, fuck, are you serious, ECHL? You got a guy, and I'm not saying, again, I'm not the one recording the fights. Obviously there's some footage where I recorded, like, you know, Travis Howe and Newber while I was at the game, or I asked fans to help submit footage because I'm trying to preserve the history of the league and fighting in hockey. Because one day it'll be gone. I promise you, it's going to be gone. Whether you want to admit it or not, it will be gone. When that day comes, I don't know. But I know it's coming. It's coming down the pipeline, probably within the next 20 years, I would imagine. And I think that's being generous. But, you know, I asked fans from around different groups saying, hey, if you have any footage, can you please let me upload it? And same thing there. They let me upload it every single time. Credit to them in the video description. Hey, especially like with the Nico Blatchman and Travis Howe footage that I had. Hey, big shout out to Harry Roundtree for submitting this footage. I had somebody in Indy submit footage of fights the other night. Somebody from Toledo, somebody from South Carolina. It's been all over the league that I've been so fortunate enough to get footage, and people are nice enough to share that footage for everybody to see. And that's the footage I don't think the ECHL is after, of course, because that's own personal footage you film with your camera. If it is, then that's pretty greasy. But the whole point I'm trying to get at is, I was never trying to do this to get big or anything like that. It was just literally covering the league and educate people that still wanted that kind of rough and tumble style of hockey. Because I'll tell you right now, a game in the ECHL where there's no fights is better than a game in the NHL where there is fights, if that makes sense. I genuinely enjoy the ECHL hockey. And I have pimped the fuck out of this league in terms of promoting it on the podcast, promoting it on the YouTube channel, social media. It's free advertising for the league, which is kind of funny. And I'm not saying that I'm God's gift to the ECHL. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, I mean, I had someone reach out to me in the UK saying how much they enjoyed the YouTube channel, because I made a post saying, you know, I don't know how much longer it's going to go on. But somebody from the UK had messaged me saying, you know, I told all my friends about this league, and we've watched it. We've really enjoyed your content. It sucks that it's going to go away. Do you think, and I'm not trying to sit there and, you know, I don't want to sit on a high horse and be high and mighty, but without my footage, do you think these people in the UK give a fuck about the ECHL? Really? Because how much ECHL promotion is going on in the UK? You know, I'm part of these groups. I have my own fight group that I created a few years ago. It's got like 12,000 members in the EC. I've been pumping the tires of the ECHL in there, telling people to watch. I've had people buy Flow Sports subscriptions because of it. And I'm not going to cancel my Flow Sports subscription because of this and just, you know, boycott the ECHL. I'll tell you, they're kind of fucking stupid. I'll tell you that much. But it's just a shame, because this is literally history that's being erased. And, you know, again, I've never did this for like financial gain or anything like that. You look at hockeyfights.com, look at a page like that. It's supposed to be the Bible of hockey fights. They don't have any of the ECHL fights up. They said fuck their members, and they disbanded the message boards on there. So that was years of history erased. So it's just snowballing. When's it going to fucking stop here? My channel's getting fucked. Steve's channel got fucked. Hockey Fights UK got fucked. When's it going to stop? You know, no other teams are posting this shit, and fans want to see fights. Who the fuck goes to an ECHL game and says, you know what, I really want to see the next Alexander Ovechkin here? Nobody goes and says that. I promise you, it's minor pro hockey. You're double-A minor pro hockey. Nobody's there to see the next Alexander Ovechkin or Sidney Crosby. It's minor pro hockey. Fighting and minor pro hockey have gone hand in hand since the inception of minor pro hockey. So I don't understand why they want to come out and ban my channel, which, by the way, they never responded to, because I basically asked them, because obviously after the Robidoux thing, they had messaged me, or I messaged them and was like, you know, what's the deal, blah, blah, blah. It's posted everywhere else. And I got a message back saying, blah, 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 it's footage, this and that, that's owned by the ECHL or Flow Sports. Okay, it should only be available for subscribers. Okay, cool. Then I got a message like an hour later from the league saying that, you know, yeah, and by the way, you need to delete all your YouTube videos because if not, we're going to, you know, copyright it. Which is fine, that's their right, but why is this a big deal now? You're going to tell me that there's no way that the ECHL had any idea I was posting fights for this past season. For Christ's sake, the fucking Nico Blatchman Travis Howe incident had, or the pregame, I would say incident like it's a bad thing, it was just a pregame scuffle. Fuck, that had over, it's over like 1.1 million views on Twitter right now, on Facebook, I don't even know how much, it's something ridiculous. That video reached a lot of people. The PK Subban, or excuse me, not PK, he's just retired, so it's on my brain. The Jordan Subban and Jacob Panetta incident from last season, I posted that, 168,000 views or something like that. You don't think that the ECHL knows about that? Like, seriously? But now, all of a sudden, we're just going to, at the start of the fucking season, we're just going to decide, hey, we don't want you posting fights anymore. You have one guy doing this shit for free. I don't make a dime off of this. You can't monetize YouTube or hockey fights. You can't monetize them. Because it's, you know, it's violence, which I get it. Yeah, hockey's a violent sport. It's how it is. So even if I reached 1,000 subscribers, I doubt I can monetize the channel. And again, that was still never the end goal, to get fucking paid for hockey fights, but I can't monetize it. So what gain do I get out of this? The gain I get is it's just a fucking hobby, and it helps preserve hockey history, and it helps appreciate these guys in these roles. You hire these players, you hire the Anthony Collins, you sign the Blatchmans, Neubers, Howes, Klotz. You hire these guys, you let them play in the league, but you can't fucking showcase them. Does that make any sense? Do you want people to see these guys or not? I get it, you're a development league, but for fuck's sake, you're a double-A minor pro hockey league. In what world is posting fights a bad thing? And I've already had people reach out to me too, saying how bad of a job teams do posting their shit. They have to go to my channel to look at the fights because the teams don't even post it. So how the fuck is it a bad thing, and why should I have to remove my channel or remove my videos when I'm literally promoting the league? Helping you guys out. Get these guys' names out there. Had guys on the fucking podcast to get their stories out there and how much they enjoyed the league. And I've had players reach out to me too after this whole thing, saying how much they really hope the league figures it out. I'm not going to name names on those players because I don't want the league coming after them. But believe me, I've gotten it privately of how stupid the league is for doing this shit. And they're going to miss the channels because those guys would watch the fights throughout the league. These guys want to watch their fights too. It's not just doing it for entertainment. These guys want to study their fights. Make sure even a non-fighter wants to look at this stuff and say, how do I protect myself? How can I avoid getting knocked out if I, for whatever reason, I happen to get into a fight? It's the same thing as like why Chris Stewart came to the NHL Flyers rookie camp or training camp, whatever it was, and showed them pointers. Same exact thing. I've had guys reach out that weren't even fighters that say how much they're going to miss the channel. And seriously, for those who have reached out, I've gotten an overwhelming amount of support from folks telling the ECHL how wrong they are for it. So, and for those, everybody, seriously, thank you. I try to go through and message everybody, or at least reply to their support on the channel. And, you know, thank you. So it's just, I don't get it. Why can other channels get through this shit too? Like, you got Jens 95, which is a great channel, by the way. If you're familiar with the NHL and highlights, Jens 95 is like one of the go-to channels for highlights of the NHL. Independent YouTuber. It's not, I don't think she's related with the league or whatever. Has any relation with anybody in the NHL. Post clips all the fucking time. I don't see the NHL taking that shit down. Hockeyfights.com. They can post as they please, as many fucking fights as they want. And YouTube will still fuck us, the little guys. Age restriction. Remove it because it's violent. But hockeyfights.com can do as they please. It's always the small-time content creators. I get it. I'm not spitting chiclets. Look at me for fuck's sake. I'm in a goddamn guest fucking office over here with pictures and hockey fight memorabilia up. I'm a fucking nobody. I get it. But seriously, you're going to punish somebody for enjoying your league, for bringing, you know, enjoyment to other folks around the world for your league? You're going to punish people like that? Idiots. I swear. It's just, it's mind-boggling. I just don't get it. And again, these players who fight and you showcase them and you sign them, they look at that footage and they try to get better, and they better themselves off of it too. I promise you, I'm not just, you know, talking out my ass here. the future for the channel, I don't know. I don't know. I was going to wave the white flag and just fucking cave in and do it. But at the same time, I thought, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not going to do it, because that would be doing a disservice to all the players who dropped the gloves in the East Coast Hockey League. Whether you won every single fight or you lost every single fight, doesn't matter. The fact that you had the balls to drop the gloves and throw down is all that matters. And you let me showcase that on the channel and let me spread that joy, that excitement for hockey fights that go on. It's a shame. It's like I said, for the future of the channel, I don't know. I was going to wave the white flag, but I'm going to say fuck that for the time being, I guess. Because again, what the ECHL's holdup is, I don't know, because they've had the choice to copyright and fucking can the channel months ago. They could have canned it from the fucking Nico Blatchman and Travis Howe video, but they didn't. So in terms of me uploading fights, let's see, what's today? Tuesday. I don't think we have any games till tomorrow, correct? Today Tuesday. Yeah, today's Tuesday. Sorry, folks. I'm all over the place here. So Wednesday, I'm sure there'll be a couple tilts tomorrow. I'll upload them. We'll see where it fucking gets me. I'm sure it's going to get nowhere in the ECHL. Take it down. And then they'll be happy. They'll be happy. Because, you know, yeah, we got it down. That's what we want in the league. We don't want any publicity. Free publicity. I had people that say they bought the Flow Sports subscription because of how much they enjoyed my hyping up of the ECHL. Darren himself has said first time he's been excited in years about hockey fights and enforcers because I've hyped up the ECHL, because I've seen what a great product it is. But at the same time, it's such a great product, yet you got a blindfold on and you just shoot yourself in the fucking foot. It's like you don't know your ass from your elbow for some reason. You're a minor pro hockey league. In what world is any sort of promotion a bad thing? It's just so fucking eye-rolling. Hold on. Let me get Gates away from that toy over there. He's scratching at it. Sorry, folks. Got his e-collar on, so you give him a buzz. Vibrates. It'll startle him for a second. Hi, buddy. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with the channel. Again, hope you're happy, ECHL, because I did nothing but fucking support. I have pumped the fuck out of your tires, and that's what I get for it. That's the thanks I get. It was a season ticket holder, fucking Flow Sports subscription. Pump the tires of the league, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, when nobody else... Who else is fucking talking about this? Like, seriously, is anybody else talking about the East Coast League? Does anybody else give a fuck? I've seen people say nobody gives a fuck about your league, but here's a guy supporting you, and you're going to tell him to go fuck himself, basically? I mean, seriously. I'm asking. If anybody has a fucking answer for me, in what way is what I was doing bad for the league? The NHL gets all their fights posted all over the place. People love it. I did fucking research on how hockey fights attract fans and attract viewers to the NHL or any league for that matter. Go back on how fighting grows the game. It's in the episode that I had. I did a bunch of research in terms of videos and footage on all the big sites and big channels. But for some reason, some fat guy posting in North Carolina about a AA hockey league. Yeah, no, that's where we draw the fucking line, huh? That's where we'll draw the line. Okay. It's like, fuck, get a clue. Get a fucking clue. I'm going to end up just talking in fucking circles, so I'll end it there. But folks, if this is the end of the YouTube channel, I appreciate you tuning in. I really do. I had a lot of fucking fun. I had a lot of fun doing this shit. I got to interact with players I never thought I would. Got to get messages from people. You know, love the channel. Love what you're doing. Got messages from players. Love what you're doing. Great uploads. Thanks for uploading my fight. Yeah, no problem, man. Because the fucking ECHL won't. But nope, I'll get punished for it. So, again, if you tuned in and you watched the YouTube channel and you enjoyed the fights, I really appreciate it more than words can probably fucking describe. The overwhelming support I have gotten over this has been unbelievable. So thank you to everyone who has supported the channel. What's going to happen with it is I'll probably end up just making it the fucking podcast YouTube channel, and I'll just upload the episode so four people and a burglar can watch. And, you know, we'll go about our business, and the East Coast League can go back holding all of its footage and You know, for a league that really prides itself in history, it sure is saying fuck its history. So, you know, ECHL, I hope you come to your senses. I'm not trying to motherfuck you, but you really, really upset me. I'm not going to lie. Really upset me. Like I said, I had a lot of great interactions through the East Coast Hockey League, and I'll still continue to support the league. But in terms of that, man, it's fucking plain wrong. So anyways, folks, thank you again. If you watch the channel, thank you for tuning into the podcast. Please, I encourage you to rate and review the show on Spotify or iTunes. And thanks to everybody for tuning in. And if this is the end of the YouTube channel, thank you. So have a good one, folks. You gotta fight for your right to fight.